Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Iraq is a laboratory. Afghanistan is a laboratory. Georgia, South Ossetia, Abkhazia are laboratories. Laboratories in oppression, in scientific dictatorship, in elimination. And when you go to the RNC or the DNC and see the police state control grid, that is admittedly a laboratory on how to corral and suppress and control populations as we go forward into the brave new world order system and control grid. I raise that issue on this ninth day of September 2008, live Tuesday edition, because of secret killing program is key in Iraq, Bob Woodward says. The dramatic drop in violence in Iraq is due in large part to a secret program the U.S. military has used to kill terrorists, according to a new book by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Bob Woodward. And there's layer after layer after layer of lies and propaganda and deceit in this story. We're going to walk through it. Number one, notice that anyone who resists being occupied or killed is called a terrorist. They also cooked up a few years ago, even before the war started, a plan to go in, stage violence, liquidate the military, the government, so there'd be a civil war, then later pay off the warring factions and declare victory. Victory is 5.5 years of carnage. Victory is genocide against the Iraqi people. And then you say, oh, we just had this surge idea. It worked so great. We won the war. Victory, victory, victory. Meanwhile, it's all a big laboratory. In through-the-wall ground-penetrating radar technology, new smart bombs, new smart guns, DU weapons, HUMET, spies, radiation guns. The program, which Woodward compares to the World War II era Manhattan Project that developed the atomic bomb, see, it's a huge, giant, secret program, must remain secret for now or it would get people killed, Woodward said Monday on CNN's Larry King Live. It's a wonderful example of how the American ingenuity solved a problem in war, as we often have, Woodward said. Ah, see, America did a great job. While America's being dismantled, while the borders are being liquidated, while the dollar's being imploded, while Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are being bankrupted on the people's backs, while America ceases to exist, while its Bill of Rights and Constitution and Fourth Amendment end, they like to always tell you how it's for America. In the war within secret White House history, Woodward discloses the existence of secret operational capabilities developed by the military to locate, target, and kill leaders of an al-Qaeda in Iraq and other insurgent leaders. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley, in a written statement reacting to Woodward's book, acknowledged the new strategy, yet he disputed Woodward's conclusion that the surge of 30,000 U.S. troops in Iraq was not the primary reason for decline in violent attacks. It was the surge that provided more resources and a security context to support newly developed techniques and operations, Hadley wrote. So, if you think 1,300,000 dead Iraqis, 5,000 dead U.S. troops, over 50,000 maimed, 5,000 that died in country, another 15,000 died outside, they cooked the books there like everything else. If you call our name being destroyed, lying to go to war, victory, then we had a victory. If you call this our government, then we had a victory. But we didn't have anything. We had America's name and treasury destroyed. But what are these super weapons? What is this super tactic that's as big as the Manhattan Project? What is it? We'll talk about that when we get back. Stay with us.
Cameras are everywhere. above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To say that our entire economy, our civilization, is being shifted into a police state really doesn't do justice to the reality. It's being converted into a surveillance, eugenics, extermination grid. It is being turned into a mechanized dehumanization platform. And Bob Woodward comes out, hint, hint, total spook that he is, used to bring down Nixon because he wasn't playing ball. I'm not defending Nixon. Comes out and says, oh, the surge is wonderful, and Barack Obama says the surge is wonderful. And see, now a new administration's coming, whether it's Barack Obama or John McCain, it doesn't matter. So we have to start over new and con the public with a new birdcage liner, suck the public back in for another 4 to 8 years and accepting that we're getting legitimate change so we don't rebel. So we don't take our country back before the grid is fully in place. And remember, military and police, when you're dying of a controlled bioattack, or when you're there by your child's bedside dying of an advanced viral leukemia, remember you were on a power trip. You like being stupid. You like serving the corrupt system. You love the lie. You love the power trip of the technocracy. And so you helped bring our civilization down. Are they going to say it's smart dust, nanotech dust, a modern ripoff of radioactive isotopes being left in the homes of political enemies so they could then track with special goggles where they walked, where they went, the meetings they went to? The modern example of that is Google, the NSA designed and run, CIA, MIT created, that's admitted. Do no evil. Oh, the government's not surveilling us. The government. The criminal rape gang on a power trip. Will it be satellites with pinpoint radiation beams? Will it be see-through wall, ground-penetrating radar, sonar? Will it be hunter-seeker biometric projectiles that scan the face of the target and then hunt and seek? Will it be little nanotech moths flying in off of pheromones and looking for their target? What it is made-up propaganda and bull. Oh, they've got C-130s and DC-10s with chemical lasers in their noses. They've got particle beams, radiation beams, microwave guns. That's all out there. Kind of like we had a national ID card in 1993, and they're just now telling the slaves now. It was not a secret. Just like we've had a North American Union since 2005. It's public, but not popularly known. So when they get around to telling the slaves, they'll... See, they just had the 50th anniversary last year of the European Union. And even a lot of Europeans went, well, wait a minute, it didn't start till 2000. How's it the 50th? And they announced, the leaders of Europe said, oh, well, it's really been around since 1957 with the Treaty of Rome. So this is just meant to intimidate and scare Russia and China. But at another level, they're being backdoor given the technology. You got to proliferate to keep the arms race going. Globalists, you know, hand out nukes here and there, hand out nukes to India, hand out nukes to China, hand out nukes to Russia before that, hand out nukes to Pakistan. No, day one, the Pentagon went in and broke the country into three sectors, really four total, and then funded the groups to attack each other and had U.S. Special Forces, CIA, MI6, SAS, go around and shoot our troops and shoot our military and shoot contractors and kill different religious leaders to stir up fights and attack police stations. And they were caught over and over again. And Mossad was caught as well. Even came out in mainstream news. I mean, they said what they do. I told you what they do. They go in, break the country in multiple parts, sow sectarian violence for 5 to 7 years. That's what the Israelis and the Pentagon, Israel separately and in the Israeli Defense Forces, said they do. In 83, by the way, they wrote the plan. The Pentagon said that in 2000, 2001, 2003, 2002. And they went in and, oh my gosh, we can't lose the war. So they let that go on for 4 or 5 years. And then, oh, we got a surge. And all the surge was billions of dollars of payments a month to the warlords on a neighborhood by neighborhood basis. And if you want to corrupt the military, you just come in and give privates 30,000, sergeants 80,000, higher level sergeants 100, 200,000, all the different ranks of sergeant, millions and millions to colonels, hundreds of millions to generals. By the head of CENTCOM, it's reported, gets a cool billion a year. That's how this works. And they come to our police chiefs and our governors and our mayors, and they bought them off at least 20 years ago. And if they don't take the payment, they get caught with a hooker. They get caught with drugs, or some corruption comes out that one of their underlings did. And that's full spectrum domination. So when you hear ads like this one for children, and then ads like the next one airing on radio and TV for adults, you know what it's about. Recruiting the criminal group that is radically expanding, that will run every facet of our lives through the green environmental bureaucrats and through the terror bureaucrats, the bureaucrats that fight terror but are really Stasi. You're going to have the hot pressure with the men in black, and then you're going to have the cool pressure with the social services. And God help every one of us. You want social engineering on steroids times 10? You're going to get it. You want covert black ops in your daily life? You want something that makes the Soviet Union look tame, that makes Marcus Wolf and the Stasi, who they hired for consulting, look tame? This is it. Go ahead. Play whichever one you'd like first. One's for children, about how they have little robot moths and how much fun it is, and you want to see secret technology. See, they're enticing, and all the major toy lines are about spy kids, and the movies are about the kids being spies, and everything is how much fun it is. And now, oh, they're really saying, report on your parents. So they have you make believe and imagine and dream first, and then they fulfill those dreams. And then now they're enticing the country with, ooh, we're going to tell you about our secret weapons. See, that'll get us to be militarized and warlike. Ooh, you know, can we be hyped up and gotten, you know, real hyped up? Can we get crunked into loving it and getting into all of it? And the TV shows, the MacGyver angle. Everybody loves the James Bond super weapons. The real super weapon is knowing who our enemy is, knowing who's taking our children, who's poisoning us, you bastards. But here it is, the seduction of our children by the CIA, and then there's, yeah, air the one for kids first. Here it is.
Some of our bugs have been, well, real bugs. At the CIA, our scientists and engineers create and apply innovative technology to meet intelligence needs. Care to join them? Technology so advanced, it's classified. U.S. citizenship required.
Kind of like sodium fluoride put in the water in 1947. And, of course, under the guise of sodium fluoride, not just the deadly fluoride, the mercury, the lead, go read it. The heavy metals they put in your water every day. So secret it's classified, you murdering bastards. Huh? It's funny. It's funny what you've done to us, turning us into a nation of retarded savages so we're more easily managed by you. You got a bunch of power-tripping young kids joining you so you can kick all the older people out who aren't perfect. You got some very evil divisions, but you're going all evil, aren't you? Go ahead and play the next wicked ad airing on radio nationwide.
A world of possibilities? A world of ambiguity and adventure? Are you a person of purpose, patriotism, professionalism, with curiosity and integrity? Are you ready to make a world of difference? Be a part of the National Clandestine Service at the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, the work of a nation, the center of intelligence.
Of course, they say it's illegal for the CIA to operate. They've run the Dallas Police Department, the Los Angeles Police Department, at least since the 60s. New York, Detroit, Chicago, Miami. Now they've got their little federal emergency centers locally. They got hit teams of cops that kill people on the streets. Hit men in badges. They just pull up and execute you now on the side of the street. Nothing happens. They ship in the narcotics. Integrity. You make me sick.
I'm A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Same tactics over and over again. Oh, super weapons. James Bond. Super weapons are what turned the tide in Iraq. Meanwhile, that's how they're selling the CIA for domestic operations, introducing the American people, their new domestic Stasi force. I mean, it's not enough to ship heroin and cocaine in and then put the people that use it in your prisons. You crooks, it's not enough to push Prozac and Ritalin and hundreds of other deadly drugs on our kids. It's not enough to grab 1,400,000 children a year in the U.S., breaking up our families through eugenics. It's not enough to do all the things you do. Well, no, because now you've stolen $4-plus trillion from the Pentagon. Now you have leveraged the $54-plus trillion at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and loan that out 10 times, 10 times, 10 times, 10, leveraging it through fractional reserve investment, leaving us holding the bag. And you know there's going to be nothing left now except your offshore duchies. You've really done it. You've had total secrecy and power since 47. You built underground bases all over the country and all over the world. You got over 1,000 U.S. military bases in 160-plus nations. You brainwashed our military. You give them shots that kill them every day. You test bio and chemical weapons on the troops. You radiate foster children. You ship out 1 million-plus ampules of factor VIII, giving everybody hepatitis and HIV. And it's all funny. It's all cute. It's so much fun. And the NSA and Defense Intelligence and the CIA and the National Reconnaissance Office, you got all these pocket protector nerds who really think they're fighting for America with the flag flapping outside while you laugh at them, while your killers sit on top of them and go out and carry out your murders and your corruption all day. You take our best and brightest farm boys, you put them through special forces, then you sheet dip them into black ops. You send the good ones off to die in no-win battles. You take the ones that are psychopaths and you recruit them into higher operations to run operations. And now the number one profession for our young women, our best and brightest, is being whores and hookers and porno. All forms of third world diseases like cholera and leprosy and oh, you name it, is spreading everywhere, and drug-immune TB and trichinosis and salmonella, and we're just overrun, everything bankrupt, corruption everywhere. The country's a bunch of slovenly hogs, know-it-all trash, myself included. God, we're evil. 50-plus million aborted babies and counting. Both parties totally bought. Mindless liberals thinking Barack Obama's going to save them. Mindless idiot fake conservatives thinking open borders, gun-grabbing socialists, Keating 5, corrupt McCain, and Sarah Palin are going to save you? When they run nothing to begin with. But if they did run something, my goodness. And during the children's hour on children's TV, they're running CIA recruitment ads everywhere. God help us. God help us. And there's no end. It's an absolute fact, the eugenicists know, that the cross-species GMO, gene-spliced organisms are hurting every one of us that eat it. It's an absolute fact they're spraying the atmosphere with all sorts of ozone-eating garbage while they claim they're trying to save the Earth. I mean, we got psychos running things. And don't tell me that's not the case. Look at the Aztecs, look at the Romans, look at the Babylonians, look at the Chinese, look at every culture. They go power, mad, and nuts. And the elites always start dressing up like women and drinking blood and sacrificing people. I don't know why. They always start marrying their horses and smearing themselves with feces and just every other form of degeneracy. And you people out there don't know how serious it is. I happen to be every day facing it and really facing history and who these people are and what they do. You study this stuff hour after hour. It's all I can think about now. I am becoming the opposite of worldly. I look at a gorgeous, beautiful woman now on the street, and I don't even have lust, something I had years ago. You know, the stir that a man has. I admire them as God's creation, but it's not even... it's not even sexual anymore. All I think about is data and information and then how they operate and how they splice the propaganda and the fusion of it. And I can see their operation. I can read their own documents, but I can see the overlay, the mastery of it. I mean, these people are just burning geniuses, aflame with evil, ladies and gentlemen. We have incredible enemies to deal with. And being fat, slovenly, and by fat I mean psychologically, spiritually, slovenly, don't even know basic geography, how can you even begin to deal with this or face this? When you're dealing with pure evil, you think their propaganda is ham-fisted? No, it's not. It's designed to just overwhelm you. God help us, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose. But wait.
There's a famous case with the CPS in Florida where they kidnapped the man's children for literally no reason. Christian family, and then it even came out in court that the CPS lied. She went to jail for it. But he was put in the mental institution for complaining about it, basically. He'll be joining us. He's now insane, you see, to not want this to happen to you. But I would like to hear from Special Forces, current and former. You know, they say in this CNN article, and Bob Woodward also said on 60 Minutes, that, oh, Al-Qaeda and Iran, of course, Al-Qaeda is Iran. It's not, but so what? You know, you got a public that thinks the Middle East is in Antarctica. No, he says Al-Qaeda knows all about the new weapon system, but, of course, the American people can't be told about any of this. Well, this is all hype. What worked was the White House plan. You see, you're told that the government plan is to create intelligent, dynamic, informed young people who have high test scores. But the official Department of Education plan is to break up the family, prepare the children for institutionalization in prisons or on welfare or in the military. This is all stated in public. In books like Deliberate Dumbing Down by Charlotte Isherby, who was the head of policy department of education. We sell her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, at InfoWars.com, by the way. If you want the sources on that. But there are thousands of mainstream articles where they say we've got to eradicate the family. It's a disease. So the public face of the war on drugs is to stop drugs. Really, it's to ship more drugs in, but cut down on the competition, to streamline it so the U.S.-based and British central-based banks get to launder all the money and leverage it out 10 times 10 with the fractional reserve banking, so they leverage it over and over again, and to build up a police state, a grid, to legitimize spy forces, surveillance forces, domestic police forces, federal police forces, surveillance. So the war on drugs is meant to create a monopoly on the narcotics and ship them to you. In fact, the CIA, in their own admission, was founded by the Skull and Bones, which was founded by the Opium Trust, the opium monopoly into this country, the Lucius Trust over there, the Russell Trust, shipping it in. So it was founded out of Yale. So it's always been about bringing narcotics in. So it's the same thing. You know, you hear education, we want to help the kids. That means dumb them down, turn them into mindless consumers who can't talk and who are the dumbest, most uneducated people in the world, the most ignorant, but the most arrogant and full of themselves at the same time. Same thing with the war. It's meant to be widened. It's meant to continue on forever. And they stated they would go into Iraq, break it in three parts, sow sectarian violence. That's why they disbanded the military, disbanded the civil service, fired all the police, so civil war would break out. But it didn't break out, so they handed out weapons to to different factions, and then the United States, Israel, and England committed terrorist attacks. It would even come out in mainstream news. Yeah, U.S. Special Forces went in for 8 hours and planted bombs in the Golden Mosque and then blew it up and put it on the U.S. news that the Shiites had done it to the Sunnis. And then vice versa, blowing up other mosques. I mean, they even, because an American doesn't even really know what a mosque is or what a Sunni or a Shiite is. And so you can even have U.S. troops blow it up in front of everybody. It doesn't even matter. And then they start paying off the factions. They do let the police do their job. And so the death toll goes down by about half. And now the forced inoculations and the government brainwashing and it's admitted the first major act was to ban statistic gathering by the Iraqi government. They're not allowed to report on cancer, rapes, murders. Because you got to do that so those numbers don't conflict with your fake numbers you're putting out. But the triple-checked, separate Lancet, British Medical Journal, U.S. Medical, all of them have gone over and looked. 1.3 million dead. Things are going very well. That's 1.3 million in the last 5.5 years of liberation. It, of course, was over 1.5 million in the previous 14 years of liberation. And so now they give you your fake victory and say, oh, super weapons allowed this to happen. We can't tell you what this huge program is, as big as the Manhattan Project, but it's giant and it's secret. Are they getting ready to announce the space-based particle beams? But see, those don't have the power to shoot through. The word we've got from Jane's and other sources, Jane's Weapons Quarterly and others, and former head of Star Wars we've interviewed many times and others, is you see, you can have a high-powered laser in space, but it's only going to have maybe one shot in it for what it takes to shoot through concrete or shoot through walls. But if you're just firing out of some type of cyclotron particles, or to boil it down, a radiation gun, or if you're dropping from space DU sabos, you know, they've got them that weigh 100 pounds. They've got them down to weigh just a few ounces. I mean, by 1980, they had squadrons of robotic DU, basically gravity well, meteor gun, orbital craft. Can you imagine what they've got now? So is that what they're going to announce? Are they going to announce that we drop little DU tubelets, little DU tarp, I mean, just a couple ounces, dropped out of a gravity well, gets up to 30,000 miles an hour, and you drop that on a building, bye-bye. You drop that on a bunker, bye-bye. Of course, they got the big ones to get bunkers 500, 1,000 feet, 2,000 feet under the ground. These are full-spectrum dominance, global government decapitation weapons. They can kill every world leader in the world in 5 minutes. They can decapitate the entire Congress. Oh, you know that's the main target. It's not outside. That's secondary targets. They can decapitate the entire corporate leadership. And they brought them into that hangar up in Nebraska on the morning of 9/11. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of CEOs were called there, quote, for a secret meeting set up weeks before and were told in a hangar something secret in Nebraska. Remember that? It was in the Associated Press. What were they told? With Warren Buffett as the master of ceremonies, with the head of Northcom there, while they ran the attacks, while they killed 3,000 of our own people. A meeting set for 8:30 in the morning, Eastern Time. Right when it all started in a big hangar with big TV screens. And boy, those CEOs, a lot of them who worked in the World Trade Center who'd been called out and away, wonder what they were let in on. You see what we're doing right now? All of you do exactly as you're told. We're now under continuity of government. It's in full force. This is martial law. You do what you're told, you'll be well taken care of. Most of you are fellow travelers with us. If you don't, you're dead. All of you are being watched. We know that's what was said. And then I think about the fact that I am the biggest person fighting this. I don't like that. You think I'd take a thrill out of all these big movie stars being fans of my radio show and TV show? All these big music icons. Talked to a huge one this morning. Ended up calling us. No, there's really no pleasure in that. There's pleasure in a job well done, I guess you could say, but it's not that well done. I don't do that good of a job. To know. And I have this selfish side of me. It's a very small side of me. It's like a street light you pass in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night and you see it fading off in the distance. But I remember that could have been my life. That could have been me just working on a farm or working on a ranch or just being a businessman and not having this pressure on me. But that's a lie. There wouldn't have been safety in that. There wouldn't have been a real future in that. There would have just been living in a lie and going into this whole system. I mean, I've had to come to grips with just how influential this radio show is. The enormous influence we have. And the responsibility of that is just staggering. But I turn it all over to God. But to understand what we're facing, to know what we're dealing with, in fact, 95% of it plus is just all admitted in white papers, in Pentagon papers, in white papers put out by the Ministry of Defense in England. It's written about by futurists. It's written about by computer company owners, the highest level technocrats. They come right out and say, like Bill Joy that I talk about so much, but many others, because he's the only one that's saying it's bad. I went to a big elite meeting of top computer company and IT experts, 200 of us, and all we talked about basically at the meeting was, will the majority be killed with the new technologies we've got? Are we going to let them in on it? People aren't needed anymore for labor. There's a lot of suppressed technology. The government, if you can call it that, has all these super weapons. And he's like, man, it's sad that they're talking about killing everybody. And he wrote a cover story for Wired magazine. April issue 2000, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And it was the same thing Theodore Kaczynski said. He quoted the Unabomber in it. You know, Theodore Kaczynski volunteered for the CIA in 1964. He was brought into high-level mind control projects. He was under mind control himself, carried out mind control programs. That's been in the LA Times. And then he was led into a higher level of the program, and it was explained to him that they were planning to do all this with the GMO and planning to basically end the human species as it's known with this new cybernetic evolution for the elite, the extermination of the vast majority. And he flipped out and moved out to a place in the middle of nowhere and started bombing the people involved. Really, the only thing a sane man would do if you were going to go with violence. Because he believed that was the only way. I don't agree with that, but I could see a sane man going with that. Theodore Kaczynski, a genius. Help us, God, help us. This is all power talks about. This is all power deals with. This is all they discuss. Free energy has been invented. Humans have been cloned and spliced with hundreds of other species for at least 30 years. That's now declassified, by the way. Hidden in plain view. It's all being disclosed right now. And the public doesn't care. They're busy acting cool, trying to be radical and tough. Men are trying to, you know, run around acting radical and studly and like Steve McQueen. Women are completely insecure, under the mind control of Madison Avenue, believing they're fat and ugly and obsessing on Weight Watcher. Everything's gyrating, falling apart. I mean, we are just destroyed, destroto. And I look at the elite and I'm like, God, what have you done? And they say, full spectrum dominance. We are going to aggressively and cold-bloodedly have full-spectrum dominance for our families. There's only a few hundred families. And then we're going to have a small servant class who's been promised they'll be part of it if they go along. And it is, you notice the last few James Bond movies? One is about genetic engineering and kidnapping people to get their genetics and basically organ harvesting. And another is about government-sponsored terror or corporate-sponsored terror. And another is, and Ian Fleming, of course, was with MI5 and MI6 when it was OSS. And this is how they throw it in your face. Remember Moonraker, where the big banker head, the richest guy in the world, teamed up with the other rich people, and they're going to kill everybody on Earth for a perfect eugenic society? That's what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We don't get to be part of the future. We don't get to go forward. And they've even told us that this is what they're going to do to us. And the elites don't have control of their laboratories and their GMO. They're very reckless, and they say, we enjoy being reckless. Yes, we know the Hadron heavy reactor, that they're going to be cooling down for the next 5 years and accelerating the streams, what, 4 times stronger than it's ever been, 7 times, and then on and on and on, crossing the streams, running them into each other, and admitting, yes, it could destroy the Earth, but it probably won't. Meanwhile, they're recruiting young people to be spies. Well, this song's for you. We're going to come back, get into what these super weapons are, and then we'll take calls from special forces and people who want to chime in on this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It ain't me, no, 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 no. I ain't the fortunate one.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Up in the next segment, next hour, I'll be taking your phone calls. What are these super weapons? What is this program as big as the Manhattan Project that they use to win the war in Iraq? It's called $1,000 bills on big pallets. It was called contriving the Civil War from the beginning so you could turn it off. But they want to advertise their gadgets and seduce more people into getting behind the war. It's a little mind trick. Now they say they never went to Iraq for WMDs. They went to bring democracy. The Iraqis say, get out. They say, oh, well, we came there so they could say get out. Lie after lie after lie. Then the UN can come in later as their savior, as they're now preparing for I-4 and the rest of them to come in, as Bush announces 15,000 U.S. troop pullback. Build down. The military now can tell the truth about nothing, so it's a build down. I'm sorry, a build down. Just everything is doublespeak. As soon as Budweiser isn't brewed in the U.S., they call it American ale on all the bottles. See, it's just real simple, but it's just everywhere. It's just total deception. Now, why do they want to convert the Air Force over almost entirely, unless you're talking about troop transport, to robotically controlled and robotically programmed, where humans aren't even piloting it from remote locations from the ground. Why do they want ground fighting robots, ground remote control tanks? Why are they deploying these? Why are they testing them in the laboratory that's Iraq and Afghanistan? Because they don't want to have to worry about soldiers. They don't want to have a draft. The military says this. They're just going to get rid of soldiers. And soldiers will be technicians in the rear with the gear who are just maintaining the robotic forces. And yes, it's 2008, folks. This is all happening right now. The new fighter aircraft orders, more than half of them already are pilotless drones.
The Reaper, the Predator.
See, that takes the human decision out of the equation and allows the elites to master program things and allows very small, tiny groups to have control. It also allows, in the future, artificially intelligent or malfunctioning computer systems to attack themselves. And the elite is fully aware of this. The elite could also launch an attack and then blame it on the computers or claim terrorists hacked in to the computers and did it themselves. See, there's endless mischief that this will bring. So what are the secret weapons? Smart dust, nanotechnology, robo-rats, particle beams, radiation beams, C-130s with radiation cannons, radiation guns, see-through wall technology, infrared, ground-penetrating radar, sonar, same stuff they're putting in airports to scan your naked body and record you. Remember, NORTHCOM's over the U.S. now, and Congress has been told they're under a state of emergency since 9/11. COG is in place, and they can't even see PDD-51. You understand how this works? You got a bunch of fat-ass generals sitting up there smoking their cigars, going to the Watergate every night, banging your daughters. Excuse my French, folks. I'm using your daughters up. Huge whorehouses everywhere, and they're just little low-level puppets for the bankers and the technocratic scientists, the eggheads on top, running it all. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.